Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Really nice to hear your voice. And I wanted to say congratulations on you being awarded last week the Emergency Services Medal at Government House in Canberra. That is just incredible for you, mate. Congratulations.
It was a great honour, and very humbling. And not just saying that, it probably seems something you would anyone would say, but it was, and I found it really quite emotional, and I'm so proud of my branch and everybody in Surf Life Saving on the Far South Coast, and I really appreciate the nomination, and I don't take it lightly.
I was going to say, because usually you're in construction gear or you're in life-saving gear, but you scrub up really well at a formal event.
Yeah, don't know about that. I tie, the red and yellow tie, which I was sent down from Surf Australia, I personally thought that was a little bit hideous, but to wear it proudly I did, and I got plenty of great comments there, but maybe they were just being nice.
How long have you been surf life-saving for, mate?
About 40 years, maybe 39 years.
Hmm.
39, since I moved down to Tarthra at 22 years of age.
Yeah.
22, 23, yeah. It's been, I've got more out of it than just got out of me, I've got to say. It's such a great movement. You'll hear often people talk about family, and my family really extends in surf, probably most of the state. I've known so many people from being involved at different areas now with the branch and the state, and all great people and very passionate people.
It's not the first big award that you got, because back in 2010, you received a group bravery citation. What was that for?
That was with the Tarthra Wharf tragedy, I think. Was that 2010, was it?
Mm.
I may have been awarded in 2010, but I thought it was 2008.
Yeah, it could have been, but it was 2010 you were awarded it, yeah.
Yeah, there was a number of us awarded there with two boys, Shane and Cam and Scotty Maker from Tarthra.
Yeah.
So that was the group, and more involved with it as well through lots of people you would know. My wife Judy Retchie was involved with it, and also Tony McCabe. And that was a sad time and a bit of a team effort from the Tarthra Surf Club.
Yeah, I think if you're a local, that's something that you'll never ever forget happened.
Correct.
So you've got number two, and just talking of your wife, Judy, she is very involved in surf life-saving too, and so are all your sons, because you got, 10 of them?
Yeah, just 10. Don't tell Jude. I've got five boys, correct, five sons. Two of them are involved with surf life-saving, and Marilla's boy Chris is in the Coogee as a patrol captain, and Shane is heavily involved in Tarthra, living back in Tarthra again now, but he's really enjoyed the Tarthra Club and, again, the surf family again. Absolutely loving it in every way. Competition side, he's just getting engaged with RWC or jet ski training at the moment as a trainer. Loving it. It's great to see him involved there, and people can give whatever they can to it. They'll get plenty out of it.
And, you know, through the Black Summer bushfires, you were very instrumental in doing a lot of great stuff too as a surf lifesaver, Tony.
Yeah, well, I was involved just mainly a little bit directly, but right over the phone. But we had some amazing lifesavers in our area, particularly the northern part of the branch, our branch, which is Maitland Bay, our most northern club, through the Bay, Browley, and probably Bermagui, the main three that played a role, but so did the rest of the clubs. I spent a little bit of time at the Rumour Club that night that it hit, and the Rumour Club took in people, and as I think Tarthra were ready for it, and also Pambula were ready. Since we've become a Tier 1 emergency service, that was about the same time, or maybe just after that, but the government, emergency services side of the government, very appreciative with what Surf Lifesaving have to offer. And now with the floods in the very north, the more northern clubs are getting very involved with what they call swift water rescue with our IRBs. Providing we've got the time and the manpower, we certainly have the skills and the passion for it.
Yeah. Well, I think that Emergency Services Medal, well deserved for you, Tony Reckie. Once again, congratulations and thanks for having a chat.
Thank you, Kimmy. Thanks for giving us a chance to talk. Well, the Far South Coast, you regularly give us a chance, mainly through Cheryl, our Director of Lifesaving, but it's lovely to be able to get out to the community through you on the radio. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's your turn for the spotlight now, mate.
Thanks, Kimmy. Have a good day.